The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
So my name is Brenna Kane, C-A-I-N, and I am a district level delegate for Bernie Sanders from Wyoming. I was not wowed. I was not wowed by that pick. So it would have been nicer if they, with the talk of unifying the party, it would be nice to see steps on the other side towards unifying the party, and I think trying to appeal to progressives would have been a much better choice than trying to appeal to moderates.
My name is Greg Schaefer. I'm a delegate at large for Pennsylvania. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yeah, I don't think Bernie Sanders was ever had a chance, and I don't believe Elizabeth Warren did either. But that being said, really not making it easy for the left to embrace this candidate. You really get the sense, if you're a Bernie Sanders supporter, that your vote is taken for granted, that you're going to be, you know, they're going to use fear to push you into her so that you don't get Trump. And it's going to work for a lot of people. And it's unfortunate because Bernie Sanders' campaign was such a positive thing, and it brought so many people into the fold. And I think that's one thing that the Democratic Party doesn't properly appreciate, is how many people who are either disillusioned or young and had never participated were brought into the fold and into kind of civic engagement. And now you're pushing them away again by pivoting towards the right. I mean, her VP choice is essentially a Republican.
My name is Karan Sains. I'm on the Loudoun County Board of Supervisors representing the Sterling District from obviously Loudoun County in Sterling, Virginia. I think once they do some more homework on Kane, he's not a bad guy. He's done pretty well for us as our former mayor in Richmond, former governor, and now currently the senator. You know, of course, nobody's perfect, but, you know, I think he's definitely the man for the job right now. Would I have been happy to see somebody else in there? Yeah, I'll be honest, yes, but Kane is good. I can live with Kane.
Now, you're from Virginia. You're not supposed to say that.
Oh, but no, like I said, don't get me wrong. I'm very happy that Kane was selected to be VP. It's a great honor and a great carrying on that great tradition that we have in the Commonwealth with presidents and vice presidents.
But you would have liked Elizabeth Warren or someone like that.
We could have, yeah, I would have been happy with that, too.
Clay Ford. I'm from Owensboro. I'm a delegate for Hillary.
And what are your thoughts on Tim Kaine as the VP?
From what I understand and have read about him, he seems like a very impressive person who has a great resume, a great story. He seems like the type of personality that would fit with her very well and could be a great leader of our country. And I think he could handle that role if she, for some reason, wasn't in it.
And what do you think of people who say he's not progressive enough, that someone like Elizabeth Warren should have been put?
I think she has a great team of people around her that did their homework to make a very informed decision that would be best for our country, and I can't question that.